Good morning. This is Mark Mays, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Once again, it's good to be with you this morning. And let's ask the Lord to help us this morning as we spend a few moments together. Father, we are thankful, Lord, for this day. We are thankful, Lord, for the opportunity that we have to have a radio station such as WOTC in our community. We ask you, Lord, to use it in our hearts, in our lives, our homes, our churches. Thank you for the folks at Valley Baptist who have taken the time to sacrifice and others throughout the community who give to this radio station. Thank you, Lord, for the music, the preaching. Thank you, Father, for just the fellowship and the encouragement of it. And we, Lord, we pray today that we could be a help in this area. We could be an asset, certainly not a liability. Lord, I pray that you take the next few moments and use them in our hearts and our lives. Encourage us, challenge us, bring about a change, Lord, that would bring favorable attention upon Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to lift Jesus up today. May you be exalted as we do. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm in the book of Proverbs, have been for some time. I'm in specifically Proverbs 24, looking for biblical principles for practical living. It's been my contention for some time, and my argument, if you would, or my concern that Christians sometimes, if we're not careful, because of our humanity, we live by our emotions. In other words, we allow our emotions to determine what we're going to do, what we're going to say, how we feel often determines our course of conduct. You know, God has given us our emotions. They are it's a God-given thing, and so we certainly shouldn't dismiss it. But God has not given us our emotions to rule over us, to lead us and guide us. God's given us biblical principles, truths. And we as Christians especially need to make sure that we're looking for and applying biblical principles. God, if you would, has a parameter in which we are to conduct our business. And we're not supposed to get outside of that parameter. As a matter of fact, we cannot get outside of that without violating truth in becoming sinful. And so God's given us some principles here. God doesn't address every single scenario that you and I will face in life. That's obviously impossible. But he does give something to us through principles that do apply to every scenario that we will face. The specifics of it may not be addressed, but the principles that deal with the specifics of life are found in the Bible. I don't believe a human being can find him or herself in any situation of life where there's not a biblical principle that can be applied to help us to do the right thing. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking in the book of Proverbs, but certainly it is not just in the book of Proverbs that we find biblical principles, but that's the book that we're looking through for this period of time that we've been going. We're in chapter 24, as I said just a moment ago. We're in verse number, 6. And the Bible says, "For by wise counsel thou shalt make war, and in the multitude of counselors there is safety." That's a familiar verse, I'm sure, with many of us. And the latter part of that verse would be that part that would often bring up a lot of memories. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And of course, there is a biblical principle that we as Christians ought to follow, and that is the idea of getting good counsel. You know, no man is an island. No lady is an island. We're not made in and of ourselves. We cannot live in and of ourselves. We need others. We need others' influence. We need their help. We need their assistance. We need their encouragement. And in this particular case here, God is advocating that we learn to get counsel. The Bible says, "In the multitude of counselors, there's great safety." A counsel is advice. And the more advice you can get, the better off you are, and the more likely you are to get some information that's going to help you make a wise decision. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 20:18, "Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war." So we need every purpose is established by counsel. In the book of Luke chapter 14 and verse 31, the Bible says, "Or what king, going to make war against another king, setteth not down first and consulteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that cometh against him with 20,000. In other words, he's seeking counsel. Here, we got a war, and I need to think this thing out. Before I jump into this thing, I need to make sure I'm prepared. And he consulteth whether he be able. And so he's looking for advice. In Proverbs 11, verse 14, The Bible says, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Very, very similar to the verse that we're getting this principle from here, verse 6, where it says, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. And then we look at Proverbs 15 and 22. The Bible says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are established. So God is teaching us we ought to get good, learn to get good advice. Now with that comes, I think, a reasonable expectation that we consider who it is that we're getting advice from. You know, we would be wise to learn to get good advice. We would be wise to learn to get multiple sources of counsel, of advice. But we'd also be very wise to be very careful who it is we're asking the questions and seeking advice from. You know, sometimes we human beings, we have the tendency when we want some advice, we have a tendency to go to the people that we have a suspicion are going to tell us what we want to hear. That's not good. That's not wise at all. You know, and sometimes if you tell a person what they don't want to hear, they can get irritated with you. They can get angry. Children are like this. Children play their parents often. They know their moms and dads sometimes better than mom and dad know themselves. And they can get together and collaborate. You know, who are they going to ask? Well, if we ask dad, you know, dad, he's not going to put up with that. You know, he never says yes. But, you know, mom, let's go ask mom. Mom will let us do it. You know, and so they're going to ask counsel. They're going to seek advice from the parent they think is more likely to give them the answer they're looking for. I was recently had the opportunity to have all of my family back together, all of our children and some grandchildren. And my children were sitting around discussing some of the secret things that they did when they were young that they didn't tell us, and some of the conniving things they were doing, and some of the things that one would ask or get the other sibling to do. And it just reminded me, of course, what I already knew, that young people can be deceitful. And we had a big laugh about it, and it was fun to sit around in sort of a family time and enjoy that. I'm advocating using deceit, but we just opened up and we were seeing our humanity, and the kids were expressing their humanity, and it just reinforces this idea here in the multitude of counsel that sometimes we seek advice from the person that we think we're going to get what we want to hear. That's not being wise. That's not being wise at all. Now, it's always fun when somebody tells us what we want to hear, but that doesn't make it right. And so I would encourage all of us, you know, go to that person or persons who you think probably won't give you the advice you want, but, you know, they may have something in there that you'll be glad you got. You know, the wise among us will get advice from all sides and just get a good, well-rounded bit of information so that they can make that decision. And that is being wise. We're looking at this biblical principles for practical living. You know, you want to be a wise person, learn to get good advice, learn to get advice from multiple resources, and that'll be a benefit to you. Don't always seek advice from people that you know think like you do, will do what you do. Go to that person who is probably going to tell you what you don't want to hear, and listen to it and consider it. It may be the best advice that you get out of all the people that you seek advice from. And it may very well be the advice you ought to listen to. So may God give us wisdom and discernment here in this principle, in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Let's drop down to verse 11 and 12. The Bible's teaching us here. It says, if thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? Now, in these two verses, the principles are perhaps a little bit of different, outside of our normal thinking, outside of the box, if you would. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn to death, and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, the Bible is teaching us, you know, God knows that. And it is certainly implying here that God has an expectation of us that we make ourselves available to those that are in great need. Here's a biblical principle. You know, as you're living your course of life, and you happen to be, as we would say in today's society, in the right place at the right time, and some need arises in somebody's life. Could be a medical emergency, could be some emotional emergency or some great emotional need or whatever it would happen to be. And you happen to know that person, you happen to be there, or maybe you don't know them, but you just know they're in distress and you know they're in great need. The Bible says that we have a responsibility as a human being, excuse me, but certainly as a Christian, we have a responsibility to help. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death and those that are ready to be slain. If thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth the soul, thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? Matthew Henry says something about this verse. He said, a great duty required of us is that when somebody's in need of relief, they are pressed, we need to go and help them. We need to do something to minister to the needs that they have. We may not even know them, but we know that they have need. And if we're in a place and a position to do something about it, we ought to do it. The Bible says in Psalm 82, verse 4, deliver the poor and the needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. It doesn't say deliver the poor and needy that you know. It says deliver the poor and the needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. In Luke chapter 10, verses 30 through 37, very familiar portion of Scripture, it's the Good Samaritan story, as we say. And we know what takes place. Three men pass. Two do nothing, but the Samaritan does something. As a matter of fact, goes to great cost of his own expense to help this individual, and says to the one at the what we would call basically a hotel, so listen, I'm leaving, I'm coming back, and if I need to pay any more, I'll pay it. I'll square up with you when I get back. Didn't even know the person, but took upon himself the responsibility to care for this one that he happened to come across that had a great need. He had been robbed by the thieves. This Samaritan didn't know him, but he knew that he had a need. He happened to be at the right place at the right time, if you would. And he said, you know what? I'm here. This person has a need. I'm going to help him. In 1 John chapter 3, verses 16 through 17, the Bible says, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? God said, how is it that the love of God can dwell in you when you have the resources to help the need and you don't do anything about it? Where's the love of God, God's asking? Where's the love of God in that? And dear Christian today who's listening, I'm speaking to myself certainly, where is the love of God in us? When we happen to be in the place, the location, ready to be slain, I think it literally means that, but I think it also implies those that have a great need, and we happen to be around, or we happen to know them, or know about it. You know, where is the love of God in us when we say, well, none of my business. Well, I don't want to interfere in people's lives. You know how that is. And so we just sort of, you know, give a wink and a nod and say, well, you know, Lord bless them. Hope things work out and move on. There seems to be here a principle that God says, listen, well, do you say, well, okay, well, let's pray. Let's pray while we drive by. You know, I think you ought to pray, yes, but I think you ought to stop and do something. You ought to stop and call 911. You say, I don't have any medical experience. Well, you have a mouth. You know, somebody who's hurting may find great comfort when they look up and there's another human being with a care and concern on their face. You know, if you happen to come across somebody with a great need and you have the ability to help and you don't, where's the love of God in that? And so God has given us a principle here. You know, when we come across those situations, there are no accidents in life to share the love of Christ. Not just, you know, sharing the love of Christ, we think, well, we got to share the gospel message, and certainly that's that. But, you know, that's not the only thing we're called upon to do. And may God give us wisdom. May God give us a heart, a desire, a willingness to say, listen, you know, I happen to be here. Here's a great need. And I'm going to do what I can. And this is a biblical principle that God's people ought to listen to. Two principles today, very simple, but yet very practical. May God give us wisdom and understanding, and may He help us to put these into practice. I thank you for listening, and you have a great day.